It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, January 26th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The Golden State Warriors would defeat the Minnesota Timberwolves last night, 111-85. That is the fifth straight loss now for Minnesota, their longest losing streak in more than 3 years. Steph Curry led Golden State with 26, while Anthony Edwards had 32 for Minnesota, 32 points and 11 rebounds. One day after the game was postponed, that game's supposed to be played on Saturday, following the fatal shooting of a Minneapolis man by federal immigration officers. The Toronto Raptors defeated the Oklahoma City Thunder 103-101. Emmanuel Quickley of Toronto had 23 points and 11 rebounds. Meanwhile, for OKC, they were led by MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who was 8 of 11 shooting from the field with 24 points. Gilgeous-Alexander's now scored at least 20 points in 117 straight games. That is the second longest streak in NBA history. Detroit's Cade Cunningham had a double-double of 29 points and 11 rebounds as the Pistons rout the Sacramento Kings 139-116. Kawhi Leonard scored 21 of his 28 points in the first half as the Clippers built a 38-point lead in the second quarter. They beat Brooklyn 126-89. The Clippers, they've won 8 of their past 9 games. The New Orleans Pelicans would squander a 20-point lead before rebounding to beat San Antonio 104-95. The Spurs would go on a 24-5 run to open the fourth quarter, but then New Orleans would close the game on a 17-3 run. And Miami's Bam Adebayo had 22 points as the Heat defeat the Phoenix Suns 111-102. There were two NBA games last night postponed because of weather. Dallas Mavericks could not make it out of Dallas. Their game at Milwaukee was postponed, and likewise for the Denver Nuggets at the Memphis Grizzlies. Men's top 25 college basketball on Saturday. Seventh-ranked Nebraska had a big second half, defeating Minnesota 76-57. Nebraska stays undefeated at 20-0. Number 12, Texas Tech, they would hold off number 6, Houston, at 90-86. Also, number 1, Arizona stays undefeated. The Wildcats now 20-0 after they blow out West Virginia 88-53. A little bit of an upset in the Big Ten as number 11, Illinois, wins at number 4, Purdue, 88-82. And second-ranked Connecticut needs overtime. They defeat Villanova 75-67. We do have coverage this Wednesday night on KORN News Radio of South Dakota State women's basketball as they host Omaha at 7 p.m. Jackrabbit pregame show starts at 6:30, and they'll also have updates of the SDSU men. They'll also be on the road on Wednesday night at Omaha for a 7 p.m. tip. SDSU wrestling would split a pair of duels over the weekend. They defeated Cal Baptist on Friday night 36-3, but then they would lose to number 3rd-ranked Iowa State yesterday 29-7. Jackrabbit Wrestling returns home on Friday. They take on Air Force at 7 p.m. And the Pittsburgh Steelers have announced a new head coach, a verbal agreement with Mike McCarthy. McCarthy is a Pittsburgh native, takes over for Mike Tomlin, just the 4th head coach the Steelers have had since 1969. Tomlin stepped down earlier this month after 19 seasons with the Steelers. McCarthy, a Super Bowl winner with Green Bay, he actually beat the Steelers in that Super Bowl in the 2010 season. McCarthy, 18 seasons in the NFL, 13 with Green Bay, 5 with Dallas. He appears to be the next head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers.